Munda.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah. How are you?
Oh, Sean, could I be better?
You tell me.
No.
Oh.
No, I won't tell you.
I didn't expect
Son of
that.
A bitch. Sean, I'm great.
That's good. I'm glad to hear it. This is the part where you ask me how I'm doing.
Oh, yeah, sure. How are you doing, Sean?
Oh, I'm great. Dude, thank you for asking. I am feeling well. I hate to do this.
What's the matter?
I want you to know that what I'm about to say is the last thing I want to say to you right now. But it's getting fucking chilly outside.
Oh, my God.
I hate talking about the weather. But when you record these things al fresco, you can't help but notice the weather. And it's fucking...
It's getting cold.
Chilly, bro.
Yeah. It's deceivingly cold, too, because I looked at the temperature,
yeah.
You know, and it was 55, 58.
And I'm like, oh, that's cozy. I'll wear a jacket.
Sure.
And I'll be fine.
It'd be fine. You're not fine. I'm not fine. The next step, it's in phases. I think we should handle this like our governor has. So we're going to shut down the podcast in phases, and much in the way the state reopened in phases. Uh-huh. So figured this is the very end of this phase. It's got to be.
Summer phase, you
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So the next phase, I think we end up getting like a hobo burn barrel.
Oh, as far as the podcast goes.
Yep,
yeah,
as far
okay,
as the podcast
sorry,
goes. Because we'll stay warm by the hobo burn barrel.
Yeah.
Alternately, we could, you know, you and I both have fire pits.
We do.
So we could do this, like we could have like a nighttime podcast around a fire pit.
Yeah.
And we could make that run maybe until like mid-November. I know.
Yeah, it's doable.
It's possible. And then there's another step where we park next to each other in our cars.
Uh-huh.
And we just run the cords into the windows.
Right.
And then we still have the face-to-face.
Uh-huh.
We still have the interaction.
Which I think is important.
I think it is.
I think it actually makes a difference.
Podcast has gotten better since we've been around each other.
Yes.
For the last few months. And then, of course, the last phase, which would be the dead of winter asshole phase.
Right, when it's 5 degrees outside.
It's back to the basement.
Yeah, then you have to.
Back to the back.
What else are you going
to
do? But we'll incorporate maybe a webcam.
Yeah. Yeah, we should.
This time. Because we didn't have that before.
No.
We would just... work off sound alone, which you would think in this medium would be just fine. No.
We're learning as we go.
We're visual learners.
We're just like
visual
everybody
creatures.
Else.
And we want to know what's... But it's getting cold, and I'm not a fan, man.
I know.
And that's the last I'll mention it
this week.
Episode.
Oh, Sean.
Yeah.
Something exciting happened since the last time we recorded.
Really?
Yeah.
The Lakers won the NBA.
That's not it. No, that's not it. More on that.
I'm just stalling for time. I know what you're talking about. I do. Were you wondering?
Yeah.
Very exciting thing happened.
Huge.
Huge, dude.
Bigly exciting. What,
like top five things
yeah.
in my lifetime.
Sure.
It's got to be, right? Okay, are you?
Are you hearing this?
What's it? Yeah.
Listen. Wait. Wait, is that music coming from the car? Somebody singing.
That's coming from the car. So we're at a park. We recorded here once before.
We did. Early on.
Yeah. Yeah, we're in the gazebo. So, I mean, it is a public place. People can come and go and do what they want. But somebody came down to the boat launch. Not to interrupt the conversation we were having. But, you know, things happen around you. You got to be ready to pounce.
Adjust.
Yeah, on the fly.
Pivot.
This woman just pulled up in her SUV.
Mm-hmm.
Are we witnessing like a moment?
Do you think someone's going to kill themselves?
No, but like the song is like, I don't know the name of the singer. It's like, rise up again, oh, rise up.
Do you think somebody's going to dump ashes into the river?
Oh, rise up.
I don't know that song, Sean.
Do it a thousand times again. It's in like commercials and shit.
Oh, they're walking down to the dock.
Dude, I really think something is happening right now.
You think she's going to walk into the water?
Dude, I'm not fucking kidding. We shouldn't. I feel like we shouldn't be here. I fear we are sullying whatever event is happening.
What do you think's happening?
I'm just saying. Like, I think a moment is happening.
What kind of moment are you?
Like dumping ashes seems.
Do you think that's a possibility?
Like that's a possibility.
Okay.
The woman just pulled up. She got out of her car.
She walked down to the dock.
She walked down to the dock. She's blaring, I think, is a sad song. Very loud from her car.
Yeah. She's not dressed appropriately for the weather, I'll tell you that.
I don't know what to do. Oh, she was looking out. Okay, now she's walking back over. But I don't know what to do, Jay.
Is she the driver of that vehicle?
I think so. Yes. Okay, now what's happening? Oh, okay. Now maybe resume.
Okay.
Regular.
Okay. If she drives into the river, then we'll get back to this.
It reminds me, you and I were at the park the other day.
Oh, right.
Jay and I don't just hang out at the park, all right?
Like, it seems like that's what we do.
It seems like it.
A couple old men get a couple coffees. We go to the park.
Out of the park.
What's going on at the park today? Now, if you ask me what was going on at the park, I would say nothing most of the time.
Right, most of the time. That's correct. Nothing.
But in the last couple of times that we've been together,
things have been going on at
things
the park.
Things been going on at the park.
So we went to the park because we've been shooting these fun little promotional videos for that movie Middletown that we made. And look, she disappeared. I don't know what the hell's going on, Jay.
Right, let's give her 10 minutes.
Then we investigate.
And then we'll take her car.
No, she was behind the tree.
Oh.
And now she's back.
All right.
I don't know what's happening here.
Riveting.
I'm a little creeped out. That's right.
No, she's walking towards
us. What it is. That's really what's happening.
She's pacing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's going through some shit.
Yeah, letting off some steam, maybe.
Maybe. She just got broken up with.
That's possible.
She just broke up with somebody.
That's also possible.
She just found out that no good lying son of a bitch, Steven, was cheating on her. And
has been this whole time.
And the whole time.
With her best friend.
Fucking A. And you know what, Sean? She's tired of it.
Fucking exhausted.
She's codependent, and she knows it's hard.
Wait, did she just lay down in front of the tracks?
Yeah, it seems that way.
You hear that train? No, okay. I'm exaggerating. We're on the other side of the river, of the train. Please don't.
We really could have taken that for a walk, Sean, if you'd let us. Really? Oh, my God.
Sean, call 911. Oh, my God. Are you still recording this?
Sean, you call 911. I'm going to go down and steal her car. I'm going to go through her shit.
I'm easily distracted. That's the problem.
I know. I want to switch chairs with you. You have too much visual input from this side.
But there's so many weird things happening at this park right now. Okay, let's get back on track here. The train's coming. That's a good breakup.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, it's breaking my
distraction.
Distraction. Yeah. It's okay. It's put me back on course.
Good.
Here. So.
On the straight and narrow, like a train track, like a train.
Much like a train.
Oh,
much
boys!
Like
a,
if you hear the train now. Anyway, that should inform
you. That's a garbage
you on.
Train. Look. That's trash.
Trash train.
Trash train. Oh, boy, Sean. Do you want to go down to the park and watch a trash train go by? If you're a good
my
boy.
My favorite day of the year. Yeah, once a year, the trash train comes through town.
Once a year. This is the day.
Okay. Back on track. Huh? So, since we last spoke, we somehow, well, I don't want to steal your thunder. You were getting on.
No. What are you doing?
Fucking won best feature film at the Coney Island Film Festival.
Yes, sir.
It was insane. That moment was so weird, and I'll never... I don't know how to describe it. It was just like...
Well, you're going to give it a shot because you and I are the only ones that saw it.
Yeah.
It wasn't open to the public.
It was not. And then I know they recorded it, but I don't know if they would ever...
I know.
...put that out anywhere, but whatever.
So the whole awards ceremony... First off, the festival was awesome. Coney Island Film Festival.
Incredible.
Amazing.
Oh, my God.
Festival.
It was our first one.
Rob Letty, director of the festival, put this whole thing together in you know, against all odds, basically.
Yep.
And, you know, during a time where we all really needed it, everybody needed the normalcy of you know, attending a film festival, especially us. I mean, this was our first film festival. You guys who were listening have been with us since, you know, we've made all these movies. This is our,
yep.
It was our first submit, our first official selection. And you know, it looked like...
And that alone was...
Huge, yeah.
Incredible.
It looked like shit wasn't going to happen for a minute, and it is going to happen, and it's virtual. And these guys did such a good job of putting it together and making it feel like a real festival. I mean, we didn't get to do the networking stuff. We didn't get to hang out and talk to other filmmakers, and that's tough.
Right.
But as far as, like, attending stuff. Sean and I dug in. We watched a ton of movies. We were going to the Q&As. They had these live awesome Zoom Q&As.
And they did a great job with them, too.
Yeah, man. Like, Eric Woloski from JoeBlow.com did all the interviews, and he really watched all the movies. Like, mm-hmm. not in a passing way. Like, not when, like, you ask a friend of yours if they've seen a movie, and they're like, yeah. And then you're like, yeah, I remember this one part, and you could tell that they didn't see it because they're
right. like, oh, no, that was good.
Yeah, yeah. With the guy, that hilarious. No. This guy is asking, you know, detailed, in-depth questions about right. choices and you know, cinematography and all this shit. It was really impressive
for sure,
the amount of time they put into it. So the whole thing runs about 10 days. Sunday night, it's the award ceremony. We recorded our last podcast that day, I think, and you know, we had a conversation before we split up. I'm like, dude, don't even get it in your head. Just remember that the big honor here was selection. You have to understand that that's the best thing that could have happened to us, and that's great. And you know, because I'm coming from a place of, honestly, the way that, you know, pretentious people who get nominated for shit say, like, it's just an honor to be nominated. Like, I really believe, like, it really was all the validation
even,
that.
Well, yeah, not even that though. Like, can almost convinced that they must have. They, like, sent us the wrong email.
Yeah.
Like, they accidentally sent us the congratulations email as opposed to the thank you for submitting.
Right.
Like that seems more likely.
Yeah.
Not that we don't think Middletown is bad. Of course we don't think
no,
that.
No.
But, like, just it's just you kind of get used to the disappointment.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's all.
Yeah. So I was trying to get you in a place where, and plus I hate to see you deflated, and you know, we have a lot of other submissions that we're waiting on, mm-hmm. on, you know, answers from, and
you were also really setting me up,
and we're working on another movie right now, and I didn't,
you were really like, hey,
I
man,
just don't want, I know, you to be I know that
because they had only had so much room in the Zoom call,
right?
For all the categories for the
participants.
For the participants, yeah, they only had so much room. And then the morning of, I got an email from Rob, or it was sent to you, but for me, I don't know.
For you, yeah.
And he said, "Hey, Sean, there's extra room. You know, we had people that couldn't register." So if
that was my first inkling that something could be happening.
The fact that they went,
that
it
they
wasn't
sent
just
me an email for you,
mm-hmm.
unprovoked, that was like, "Hey, if you want to come."
Right.
And I was like, well, that's really nice of them. And you know, it wouldn't have been weird if we didn't win.
It seems on par for them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The fact that they knew who we were. That was another thing, not to cut back to the other stuff, but the Q&A, like, that was one of the a weird moment in my life where people were talking to me as if they, like, they knew who I was. And, like, that's Sean, the guy that produced.
Yeah.
Middletown. I was like, I don't know you. Like, yeah. That's, I don't know. It was a bizarre.
And asking questions about the thing that, you know, started with you and me just sitting in a room going, like, okay, how are mm-hmm. we going to make this work? There was right. actually some outside person, people.
Also curious about how that worked. The music got louder.
Right now, where she's at is she's moving through the Kubler-Ross stages of grief.
Right.
So now she's in anger.
Anger. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah,
denial was first.
Can't fucking wait until she gets to acceptance, so she can pull the fuck out of here.
Just
that would be awesome. Just move it along, hon. So right, so Zoom happens. There's only room for one representative of each film because there's 95 films and there's mm-hmm. 99 spaces and you know whatever.
Yeah,
Sean gets the we get the email for Sean. Sean, come and join us. Blah 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 blah. So the award ceremony is at like
because 7:30. You were already in. Just to be clear.
Yep.
Yeah. It's not like they weren't letting us in, and then they emailed us.
Right,
like,
right,
no,
right.
There was a, you were in there already, and then they added me on top of it.
Yes.
And we were like, oh, well, that's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 7:30, 7:30 the Zoom starts,
mm-hmm.
and they, you know, we get on. They're
rolling right along.
It's the board, right. It's Rob and Eric, and then.
And then guys I've never seen before, but like that guy who runs Coney Island was there.
Yeah.
The guy who like.
Right. Mayor McCheese was there.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible.
Yeah.
No, there were a bunch of like, it was the board of the festival. Yeah,
yes.
The festival board.
Yes. You want to take it?
What?
You want to take it from there?
Yeah. So we're just sitting in there, man. And then they kind of cut to the chase, man. They're like, hey, first category.
Yeah,
and we're like,
it was quick.
Yeah, I mean, but how else are you going to do it, right? I mean, like they slated a half an hour for it. Yeah. And they could have done it quicker than that if they wanted to. You know what I mean? So because I think there were like, how many categories? Like 11? I think there were 11 or 12 or something. Anyway, yeah. Categories.
And then if you win, what they would do is they would turn on your mic and your camera. So they kind of had to say like, okay, we'll stay camera ready just in case. And then if you win, we'll turn you on so you can make your acceptance and then we'll turn you off. Yeah.
Shut up and dance with me.
Jeez. I like it. This is like a good soundtrack. I think it's a
middle-aged like mom.
Yeah.
Who like hasn't smoked pot in 20 years.
I think she smokes pot every day after work.
Well, she comes down here to do it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She has to come home finally. Yeah, she's like, you know what? I'm just going to go down to the...
I'm just going
to
decompress.
Down to the boat watch.
And I can deal with the kids so much better. It's just so much... I'm so much nicer.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not impaired.
This isn't just for me. It's for the whole family.
No, I'm just nicer. Dinner tastes better. I have more compassion in my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my hugs are better. It's just medicine.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah, so they're going through the categories. Bang, 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 boom, boom. Bing, bang, boom.
Right.
bing, bing, bang, bang, bing, bong. Bing, 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 bong, bong, bing, 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 bang. And you're like, wow, they're moving right along. So they're calling out people. And the people that are winning are very much the people you expected to win.
Yeah.
Too. right. Like, and so that was another thing. We were like, well, yeah, of course they won.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's not like, because I was like, if we win... Is it kind of like the underdog thing, where maybe they go out of their way to pick the underdog?
Right. Well, you and I had said before we had parted ways, I think I had broken you down sufficiently, where I was just like, dude, there's no way, especially with that other feature that we were talking about. I'm like, there's just no way. Like, it's so polished. And you're like, you know what? It would be kind of fucked up if they didn't give it to them. I'm like, right. So there you go.
Which... To go back is not Jay saying that you guys made a mistake.
No,
you
happen to be no.
Just we fully accept the award.
Yes.
Oh, she's taking off.
Yeah.
Oh, she's leaving.
She's got a good buzz.
Yeah. She has a window cracked, so you get any of that, residual stench.
Yeah.
Out of there.
Got to go home and do my shirt laundry.
So they're going through the categories. Yeah, like Better Half won Best Comedy Short, and we were like, that makes sense. Because it was a very... out of all the comedy shorts, it was not just shot very well. It was like... It was a complete, perfect...
Yeah.
Like...
Well, Sean, what it was? It was the best comedy short.
Well, exactly. And, well, I don't want to knock any of the other ones, because there were some really fucking good ones.
Of course.
But it was the best one.
Correct.
And... Take what you will from that. And then the drama shorts, watching those, and it was like, yep, that one was really fucking polished and put together and good. And then I had seen the best sci-fi. Was it sci-fi?
Yeah.
I think was. Yep. I watched that and was like, yep, that's really fucking good. So everything was making sense.
Yeah.
And they finally get to our category. And dude, not to sell it, but it was when they said Middletown, I couldn't believe it.
I honestly didn't even they said it and they turned on my camera so fast that if I could watch the playback, I know the first thing I said was, what did you say?
Yeah,
like I was like, wait, what is that, for real? And that wasn't me being like falsely modest. I was actually stunned. And I prepare myself, I sort of prepare myself for all possibilities, so I'm never kind of caught like that. Like, I'm always prepared for grief and disappointment, so that I try, you know, I mean, it's kind of how I live my crazy ass life. But I was actually stunned.
It was so cool.
The fuck did you just say?
They turned our cameras, both you and I, and our mics on, and we were the both of us were like, seriously, like we were like, no, man, like come on.
Are you sure? I definitely said, are you sure? I said, are you sure? Yeah, that came out of my mouth a couple times. It was really surreal.
And it was really exciting to call everybody after and congratulate everybody after they did the awards. It was great.
They said some really nice stuff while we were still on.
They seemed happy for us too, which was cool. I mean, they do this every year, so I mean, I'm sure that, you know, I'm sure they're happy for everybody, but like, I don't know. It was the whole experience could not have gone better.
Something to be said about a little $900 movie, you know?
Yeah, and the fact that they did all this, they did the ceremony and the festival digitally, and they figured it out and they made it work. They fucking nailed it. So, like, it's just, I feel that's a like festival. Even if we're not submitting, like, that's a festival I'd want to check out.
Definitely.
That, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Like, so
it's like our aesthetic is the wrong word, but like our, like there are people, they, you know?
Yeah.
Like that whole
it
idea.
It felt like us. I was like, this feels like our,
like fucking our, Coney Island, you know? Like,
yeah.
Like the perfect mix of like punk rock and showmanship.
Right. It's, exactly.
It's, it was just, it and was just the like, best place for us to end up.
Yeah.
It was just incredible. I'll never not be proud of that award. Right. Not that I wouldn't be proud of any other
but just the way
festival
it went,
acceptance,
right?
Yeah. But like fucking Coney Island, man.
Yeah.
Like, God damn, that's terrific. That's just, yeah, it's stupid. Yeah. And when we talked on the phone afterwards, there was a lot of that. Like, this is stupid.
This is stupid.
You hear this? This is fucking
as stupid as this.
The fuck just happened?
And especially looking at the other movies that were in the festival.
Yeah.
It's not like there was a bunch of trash in this festival, man.
No, this wasn't like
everything was so good, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
this wasn't the county fair of festivals.
No, man. Everything was so fucking good.
And as the week went on, yeah, we would watch stuff together and be like, holy shit.
Holy shit. How did they pick us?
We're in this festival?
We are in this festival. And like, we're on par with these people.
Yeah, one of the only features in this festival. Like, they gave us this block of time.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
Incredible. And I couldn't have nicer things to say about the festival, about the whole experience. Not that they're listening to this, but they might. Who knows? They might. It was incredible. It was a great experience, and we couldn't have been more excited to have won.
And we got a quote for the poster that I'm definitely going to pull. That Eric said. He said it was. He said it was funny, sweet, and a bit nostalgic. That's what he said of Middletown. So I'm definitely going to. That's definitely a poster quote.
Yeah. Funny, sweet, and a bit nostalgic.
Yeah,
Coney Island Film Festival.
Yeah. What a amazing time! It's crazy.
It's weird, right?
Yeah, to it's
think
weird.
It the juxtaposition. Oh, I can't believe it. Anyway, that I said juxtaposition, but with how 2020 as a year has gone, the fact that we got into a festival and fucking won, and
I go back to the beginning of the whole thing with us talking about it on here. You know. I don't remember.
Talking about what?
About the movie. Mm. About making the movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I know we kind of went dark while we were making it. We had kind of fits and starts because we were busy. But leading up to it and stuff, I haven't gone back and listened to any of that shit. But I know that we were excited about going into a project. And, you know, I mean,
yeah,
talking about, you know, the first day coming up and stuff like that. And it's just so weird to think. You know, okay. Well, you did it. You finished it. Like, if I'm listening back to those people now,
right?
I'm like, guys, don't worry. You're going to finish it. Not only are you going to finish the movie, it's going to be good. You're going to, you know, get your screening.
Yeah.
You're going to start this tour. You're going to fucking go to festivals. You're going to win Best Picture. Like,
it's insane.
Good job. It happened. So don't worry.
Relax.
Have fun with it. Yeah.
Yeah, enjoy yourselves.
That's what I want to do with the next one, is just enjoy. I hope that we can enjoy ourselves a little bit, because I feel like... Now I know, I mean, I knew before, but like, I know it works. I know like the thing that we do together is not just for you and me.
Right.
It's like, not like we just get together with like 10 people when it's all over, go look at this thing we did.
Right.
Now we have a little bit of outside feedback, which is cool.
It's not like, it's what you and I were saying when we first got accepted to the festival. It's validation.
Yeah.
And it's just for the work. It's validation for the work, and that's really what it is. It's validation for the not just the work, but the sacrifice. I don't want to make it sound over dramatic, but that's what it is. Like especially for, not to put you on the spot, but writing something like that is very you have to be willing to expose yourself essentially to anybody who watches it.
Oh yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's not like you're writing about real people or anything like that. But at the same time, like, it's you're using your words to tell a story, and that's got to be so validating for you. Like, I produced the movie, I'm in the movie, sure. But I imagine for you, it's incredible. Like that something you wrote and directed. That's literally you up there in a sense. Even though you're not in the movie yourself, that it's you. there. Like, everything on there is from you. So
I haven't really thought about it like that. I think about it more like the whole you know, the thing that we all did together. That
for sure,
we
man.
Made this thing happen against, you know, with limited resources. The thing we've talked about a million times, just limited resources and, you know, short days or long days rather. And you know, all the shit that, all the obstacles and stuff. That's how I think about it. Like, wow, all that shit that we worried about, every little thing,
right?
Every little thing, mm-hmm. every time somebody was late or every time, you know, it fucking snowed or Justin gets right. hurt and Avery gets busy and all the, like all these
all
obstacles,
the
everything lined up exactly to have us make, like to make the movie. Like it all worked. So we made the movie and then it was sort of, you know, accepted by other people. That's how I think about it. Like, wow, all these things lined up. And we ended up being able to make this thing. So.
I think you deserve an extra victory lap, I guess, because it's a really vulnerable thing to put your words into something and your thoughts and your, you know, your emotions about things into something like that and to have that validation come through back to you, that not just the movie that we made, you know, gets validation, but the words you wrote. And the decisions you made directing that, like, that's got to be fucking cool, man. And I think you should have pride in that for sure.
Pretty fucking cool.
Pretty fucking cool.
I'm excited. I'm happy that we were taken in. We were accepted and validated by people who we respected.
Yeah.
And a festival we respected by people who see a lot of shit. You know, a lot of. Not I mean shit like negative shit. I just mean like, you know, in the way they see a lot of stuff.
Right. They watch everything.
And then to have the next level be that not only did they say, okay, hey, you guys, the obscure guys from this obscure place,
right.
you're one of us. And then at the end of this thing, they went, you're the best of us in this way. And I'm like, what the fuck? Really?
Yeah, that's incredible.
Like, okay.
I know we're saying the same thing in different ways over and over again, but it that's how...
It's
fucking,
that weird.
I could talk about it for an hour. I could talk about it for the rest of the night.
Sure.
And just talking about how weird it I think because the reason we're using so many different words and so many different ways to explain how it felt is because we can't think of the right way to describe how it felt. It was just so bizarre when he said that, when Rob said Middletown.
Yeah.
I was just like, no. I'll never forget that moment. There are a lot of moments in my life I don't remember.
Yeah.
And yeah, this was only a couple weeks ago now, but... it was a week ago. It was a week ago Saturday, right?
Sunday.
Yeah. And
8 days ago.
And I'll just remember I was sitting in the living room in the chair kind of on my laptop. And, like, I'll picture Rob, like, in the corner of the fucking screen and shit. And, like,
was Kira next to you when that happened?
She was. She was, she, unlike you and I, was convinced we were winning. She's like, I don't think that you realize how good this movie is. And I was like, okay, well,
wonderful.
You're my lovely wife,
she's
and I appreciate
person.
That. She's like, no, you're going to win. And so she was on Finn duty.
Okay.
Because she's like, are they going to talk? Just
jiggling her keys.
She's like, because when you and I did the Q&A, she was on Finn duty.
Nice, thank you.
And she was like, I was like, hey, can you make sure that Finn shuts the fuck up? During
Sean.
and she's like, yeah. So she was a little disappointed that she couldn't watch the Q&A live, you know what I mean? But she was like, yeah. So she was on Finn duty the whole time. She was like, oh, well, I'll make sure Finn's good during the ceremony. I was like, they're not going to turn our mic on. Let him fucking run around and bark his head off. And then he was like, all right, now onto the feature category. And she's like, oh, let me. And she went and, like, grabbed dog treats and shit to, like, distract him. And I was like, it's fine. And she started freaking out, but she did it, like, quietly because she knew they were about to, like, turn the mics on and shit. And she was just, like, freaking out. Dude, like, freaking out.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
like,
really sweet.
For me not being able to figure out what emotion to have at that moment, she had all of it. Like, she was, like, excited and, like, thrilled and, yeah. So yeah, it was pretty incredible.
I was in we have like a little spare room downstairs in our house off the living room, and I was in there with the door shut and just hanging out watching this thing with the cat in my lap. You know, just watching. And my girlfriend was out on the couch and she was texting back and forth with a friend or whatever, and then she heard me talk. For like, you know.
Oh, right, right.
After 20 minutes of silence or whatever. And she like turned the TV off and was like, wait. And then I started getting these text messages that were like, what's happening? Did I overhear something? What's going on? You know?
Right.
And then I came out and I was like, like fucking like shocked.
Yeah.
Like that Private Ryan moment, you know, just like, I'm like, yeah, we just fucking won this. We just won the, you know, festival.
And like the whole thing.
She was so excited. And I didn't even, I was like, I have to go call Sean. And I just like walked out of the kitchen and had a conversation with you.
Yeah, it was
a lot of fun.
Incredible.
A lot of fun to be, like you said, to be able to call everybody that was involved. We got on a three-way call and just started banging through the cast and the crew. And
yeah, and everybody was really excited, which was, it was great. The whole thing was great.
Like, guys, you know, you did all this work and you sacrificed a lot of time and you know, gave us your talent and your time and your sweat and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this was the payoff. Like, you weren't going to get rich from this, and we all knew that going in. We weren't going to make a goddamn red cent. But if we were lucky, we'd be able to walk away with something that we could all be proud of. And I think we did that.
We absolutely did. Like, we were proud of all the work and what came of it, even before it got, you know, accepted to the festival. So anything, it's just amazing. It's what do they call it?
Gravy?
Yeah, no, but, like, it's a... of riches or whatever it's called, a blank of, what's that word, expression,
I don't know, cornucopia.
No, anyway, everything is just fantastic. We had no expectations, so other than making a movie we'd be proud of, and we had already accomplished that, so everything on top of that was just icing on the cake. And
yep.
It was
real, like, sweet.
Yeah.
It was real, that ice was real sweet, man.
It was real sweet, man.
I ain't no buttercream, man. That's like the fucking real deal. That's that kind of Walmart ice thing that you put in the fridge, you know? And it gets nice and hard, and I like it. Yeah, it was great. And, you know, we got another one coming up. We flipped the... It was like the next day they opened submissions for Coney Island.
Oh, yeah.
Which felt a little bit like...
A little sad?
Like you had this great relationship and then you broke up and then you wake up the next day and they have like a fucking... Like it says like they're in a relationship with somebody and you're like, wait, what? What do you mean?
Yeah. So if you have a short film or a feature film that you've made, person listening to this, submissions are now open for the 2021 Coney Island Film Festival.
Super communicative, super very friendly, well super run, like filmmaker friendly guys who really know what they're doing. It's this will be the 21st year. They've been doing it for a little while. It's not amateur hour over there, man.
Not at all.
And it's just, you know, man, it's the, you know, it's in the greatest city in the world, and it's...
That's another thing. We won Best Feature in a New York pretty big New York City film festival.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird, right? And I said this already to you, but I'll say it again. It bears repeating. You know, when we set out and started looking at festivals and stuff, Sean would text me and be like, oh, this won last year. And he'd send me a link, and we'd watch the trailer. And I'd be like, oh, all right. And based on that, I feel like at least where I come from, I sort of judge it against what we are in my head,
right,
which is skewed. But I'm like, okay, well, is it worth the $65 or whatever it is to enter this contest?
Because it's not cheap to enter these festivals.
No.
And especially when it all adds up, and especially when you have no budget.
Right. Yeah, this is
like there are larger budget films that like a portion of their budget
is
set aside for. This is to go to film festival submissions.
Yeah.
We're kind of just like on a hope and a prayer, like, hey, you got $50 we can throw together?
Yeah.
We could submit to this other
pretty
festival.
Pretty much. So if you see a winner from the previous year that's got like Claire Danes in it, then we're just not going to waste
our time. We're not going to waste our time.
No.
But at the same time, now we might.
right. Now we... Yeah.
I think our opinion has changed a little bit, and we're like... And I think it kind of reignited our interest in figuring out... Because like just this past week, we were like, I don't know, maybe we're overlooking some of these festivals, and maybe we do have a shot. I mean, maybe we can at least get into them.
It'd be nice, you know? It'd be nice to take to really feel like we gave everything.
Right.
Because I think that's how we did it with the movie.
Now, we're not oblivious to the fact of, like, we're not submitting to Sundance.
Oh, Jesus, no.
So
no,
don't message us and be like, because that's what everybody says to us.
Yeah, you should go to Sundance.
You should go to Sundance, right? Or Cannes, or...
Right.
Like, I don't think you understand.
Southwest.
And then you have to explain to them, like, how festivals work and shit, and...
Yeah. because they read an article, you know.
And they're like, when, oh, Sundance, that's the one, right? That's the one.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I think the medium budget.
And the fact that we've already been in another festival straight up disqualifies us, which is bizarre, but whatever. We weren't looking for, well, that's a tree we weren't barking up anyway.
No. The A festivals are not it. But look, I feel like when we made the movie, you know, my biggest goal as a guy who directed it was, okay, let's just leave it all on the court. Like, let's make this movie the hardest we can make this movie, so that when we're done with it, we feel good about the effort we put in. And we don't know if it's a good movie. We don't know how it's going to cut up, and we don't know if it's going to work. But at least production-wise, we'll say, okay, we gave it everything that we had. We have to give this thing the best possible chance every step of the way. It's like taking prenatal drugs when you're pregnant. Like, okay, there you go. Now you're giving the baby the best possible chance. And then
you got to prime that pump.
Right. And after it was made and we cut it, I spent a long time cutting it and recutting it and recutting it and recutting it and taking it down and fucking, I mean, up until the morning of the screening, that's the last time I watched the movie to make a change.
Right.
Was 11 o'clock in the morning and we were screening at like 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Right. And the movie's almost 2 hours. So it was to the last minute. And I felt when I locked the door of the office that day, I felt like, okay, I gave everything I could to edit this. Yep. I made sure that there are no stupid little fucking technical things. Like, right. I left it all on the floor here. Yeah. Okay, on to the next thing. And we showed it, and it felt good. And now that, you know, we're in festivals and stuff, I feel like, fuck it. All right, let's not leave anything on the floor now. Like, let's buy a lottery ticket or two. Because when it's over, I want to say, okay, every chance we had, we did the most we could do.
We took every chance.
Yeah, because it's all you can do.
And I think I said this, not to change the tone too much, but like, I think I had said this to you, like, not that I had forgotten about Middletown, but I felt like we had moved on.
Yeah.
And because of the pandemic, our plan was to go on this tour, you know, do middle tour and things like that. A lot of the festivals looked like they weren't going to happen.
Yeah.
But they've kind of switched this digital format that I think a lot of the festivals are realizing, like, no, this works. So I kind of had not forgotten, but set it aside. Set it aside. Like, we can't do anything with it right now, so let's focus on what we can do. And when we got that acceptance, it was just incredible. That changed everything.
Jesse and I had an exchange the other day where he had said something similar. He's like, you know, this had fired him up again. And I totally feel that too.
Yeah.
You know, I totally feel it too.
But it does more than just the one movie, I think. I think it fires me up for the past three movies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
Because it's like, you put in the same amount of work, you know, and you still have high expectations for what you can make, and you learn from your mistakes of the previous movie, and you want to learn and make sure you're putting out a good movie that everybody can be proud of and everything. But it can get... It's not a letdown, because you're still happy with the movie at the end of the day, but like this extra layer of you know, appreciation for it, you know what I mean, makes you go like, oh shit,
yeah, there's another step.
We can hit that next level.
Yeah,
so let's fucking crush it. Like, let's.
I agree. It's interesting to see that kind of level unlocked. Just the submission, just the acceptance into the selection. You know, it's like my ultimate goal always was just make a movie that got into a festival. It's all I ever wanted to do. And, you know, we did it. And we won a fucking best feature. Like, so I don't know. I feel like now we're going into the next movie. And it's not like we forgot about Middletown because, you know, we had just moved on. It was
we hadn't moved on the from plan, it, but we had kind of set it aside because there was nothing we could do at the time.
Yeah, the plan was you know, we were raising money for Middle Tour throughout you know, January and February. The goal was to do that, and then in March, in April, go out onto the road with Middle Tour, and then around, you know, May, June, July, hopefully those were, you know, the beginning of the festival months. So if we had any luck there, then we would have maybe hit a festival or two.
Right.
And then as all that was happening, my plan was to dovetail that into the beginning of shooting the next movie. Right. So that we just had a plan to take us through a year. Just this is what our year looks like, you know, creatively, to get us from Middletown to, you know, to this next movie. And then, you know, this shit happens in February, March, and everything changed. So, right. So we kind of went into the bunker and couldn't do shit.
Right.
And it would have taken a big, it would have taken something big enough to restart that engine. It would have taken something big, you know, like a something real, real big. And this was that thing.
Right.
This is like, this was that thing. This got us fucking, pumped. And I'm pumped. And we have Catskill coming up in a week and a half, or 2 weeks.
As of recording this,
yeah.
But when it goes up, it'll probably be
over. That was a nice move. I know the last podcast, we were like, hey, so if you want to watch it, then you can do it.
And I fucked up.
Makes a lot of sense. We should probably put that shit up. But
I fucked up. I'm sorry.
Hey.
No.
We'll get it up. We'll get it up. There are no rules, baby. There are no rules. We'll get this up. We have weeks to get this up. October 23rd through 25th is the Catskill one.
Yeah.
Dude, you know, people can watch this shit for free.
It is free. this one is free.
You have no excuse.
Yeah, so if you didn't get the opportunity to watch Middletown at the screening we had or at this festival, now is your chance to watch it from anywhere at the 8 p.m. block on October 24th at CatskillFilmFest.com.
That's a real good it's a good time slot.
It's a killer time slot.
Saturday night.
It's my understanding there are two shorts before us.
Warm them up. Warm up the crowd.
Yeah. Warm. We have an MC.
A middle.
An opener.
Right.
And then we're headlining.
Feature, right, and headlining. So. Yeah. I wonder if they're going to be comedic shorts or if they're going to be real super depressing. I don't know anything about the shorts, but it would be.
Or they have nothing to do with, like, one's a documentary about, like,
yeah.
a
Fig
mill
Newton's.
Worker.
Right. I just hope they set the table correct. They come correct. Because if you get everybody
correct.
All. Yeah, man. If you get everybody all jazzed up or you show some, like, Wes Anderson shorts.
Oh, God.
And then our movie plays, they're going to be like, what the fuck? But, you know, conversely, if it's super depressing and in the first, you know, minute and a half or 2 minutes, of, not even 5 minutes of the movie, Jesse's falling down a flight of stairs.
Right.
We'll see. We'll see. Allegedly, there's a Q&A. I don't have any details about that yet. But
we're hoping. Yeah.
Assuming this week, we'll get some info on that. It looks like it'll be right after the movie plays. It's all going to be live. Not like what was cool about Coney Island was at first I didn't like the idea of the way they were doing it, which was sort of like an on-demand model.
But it worked.
It totally worked.
It totally worked. It made perfect sense.
Yeah. Watch it when you want.
Watch it, yeah.
And then the Q&As were later in the week, so you had time to watch.
Yep.
And then check Q&As out afterwards. So everything could be fresh in your mind and check out the Q&As.
Watch it again if you want.
Yeah. I did that. I did that for the feature. I watched that and then, yeah. So I thought the other feature, I thought that was great. This is live. Which is like by appointment viewing, which is super exciting because that means you know at 8 o'clock, well, you know, 10 after, you know that people are going to be on the website watching our movie.
Yeah.
You know?
That's like, I know what these people are doing right now.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's going to be viewing parties. There's going to be people breaking COVID protocol.
Super exciting.
Yeah. We're starting a Middletown super spreader event. If you guys want to get together,
we'll be on national news.
Oh, God.
Be like, yeah, all these Catskill area of New York.
Looks like it all started at
around 8 p.m.
8:12 p.m. It's just.
So if you were in this region or came in contact with these people between these times, at. Say the name of the movie. Say the name of the movie. Yeah, participants seem to be at some sort of film festival. Say the name of the movie.
Hey, Jay, listen, I don't want to be weird about this and macabre, but this could be huge
this
for
could
us.
Be really good for us.
No bad presents. No presents, bad presents. No. Yep. I'm excited, man. I'm excited, and I'm trying to drink it in. And now that we have one under our belt, I feel like now I kind of feel like I know what's coming. It's not so scary, so I'm going to try to enjoy this one and have fun, and you know, like, and not be such a neurotic mess about it, and just have a good time with it, man.
For sure.
Yeah, great job.
Great job.
You
to
fucking
you.
award-winning filmmaker, you.
It's incredible.
It's weird.
I don't like saying it.
No?
Yeah.
I got t-shirts made.
Did you really?
I'm going to send them out to everybody.
Yeah, award-winning
filmmaker. but they all say my name. Like, Jalen, award-winning filmmaker. Right.
I have a mask made, actually.
Why do I got to wear this? Yeah. Cool. How long have you been going?
I don't know, man.
No. It's not time yet.
We could keep talking about that. No. Have you ever participated in graffiti?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Right here, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was that like for you? Did you have a go-to?
Yeah.
Like, are we talking, you know,
spray paint?
Yeah, yeah.
Tagging shit, yeah.
Yeah.
A couple of go-tos, yeah. The aforementioned gang I was in.
Right. Oh, of course.
Yeah, we tagged everything. Everything with a flat surface, man. We tagged up back in the day. And then later on in my later teenage years, I went through kind of a rebellious streak where I was going around sort of spray painting the same symbol all around the town and pretty much, you know, any flat surface I could find.
That's great.
Right on and draw. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. In fact, right down this street, there's a guardrail.
Yeah.
And if you look really hard, it says, Jay should die and be crucified in red paint because there was a guy whose girlfriend liked me. And so he would get together here in this pit of rocks with a bunch of his friends and just like curse me out and break old TVs with bats. And spray paint shit about me.
I mean, it does sound like fun. I already do one of those things.
Ooh. All right.
I curse your name.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Okay. It's going to be a fun game. So, yeah, yeah. Well, why? What's your...
I don't know, man. Like, I go places. Mm-hmm. Like, there's the trail here in town. You and I recorded there that one time. That place is covered.
Yeah.
In graffiti.
Some of it's really nice.
Some of it's really good, but some of it's really bad. That's the thing I don't get, man.
Everyone's like, going to draw a dick.
That's kind of where I'm going with this. Like, why draw a dick? It's because it's funny, right? Because it's...
Yeah.
Because it's fun, but like... But we look at all this cave art from a millennia ago, and it's pictures of dicks and shit, and we're like, oh, this must be like... Some sort of like fertility
god.
Yeah, right. Like, what if they just thought it was funny to draw dicks?
They did.
Everybody does it now.
Everybody does it. Everybody draws dicks.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why is this like a new thing? Why does this have to be some new thing that drawing dicks is funny? Maybe dicks have always been funny.
Dicks have always been funny. We try to put a spin on the old dicks, like you said, the fertility thing. And we put this anthropological spin on the whole, like, you know, we're gonna dig into this culture and what does that say? And oh, that must be Dionysus, the god of fertility and wine.
Exactly.
And
women. Yeah, yeah.
Nah, it was just somebody thought it was funny to draw a bell in because they're funny. Everybody draw, you know, you get to draw them. Look, it's a mushroom, and then you put the balls on it. look, it's a dick of balls.
That's what I'm saying.
You did it once when you were a kid. You saw it on a slide somewhere,
right?
And you laughed.
And what if all these cave drawings? They weren't like adults. They were like 13-year-olds, just like drawing dicks,
right? Why does that buffalo have a dick on it?
Yeah, because it's
funny. Wouldn't it? It's a fucking funny dick.
It's fucking
funny,
man.
Buffalo dick.
Look at the buffalo dick.
Yeah.
And they're just like, son, you know the buffalo do not have dicks like that. I don't know, Dad. I thought it'd be funny if it did, though.
It is pretty funny.
Actually, that is pretty. Don't let your mom see that. That's pretty fucking funny.
You might be onto something. Son, they'll be talking about that buffalo dick for eons and eons. Someday, this will be all that's left of our civilization. And it's going to happen to us,
too. That's what I'm saying. Like,
it's going to happen to us.
Like, 1,000 years from now, people are going to come down to Amsterdam.
They're going to dig us
ancient
out.
Ancient Amsterdam.
Yeah.
And there's going to be, like...
We found Amsterdam. No, not that one.
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought there would be a lot more culture.
I thought there'd be a lot more going... No. We did find a lot of spray-painted dicks, though.
Huh.
Wow.
Must have been a hub for
yeah.
I don't know.
This was some sort of birthing den.
Procreation hub.
Right.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Birthing den. I like it.
Yeah.
People would travel here thousands of miles in caravans with fertile women to line up and be impregnated by the men of Amsterdam.
This is,
definitely. That's how they kept the species going. Oh, records indicate there was only 18 to 20,000 people that lived in this town, all of them very virile men.
Clearly. I'm guessing they were known for it.
Yeah.
This is in textbooks.
We have just as good a guess, you know, on that other shit, too. Like, we don't know.
It's just funny. Dicks are funny. And I think that's...
Dicks are funny.
I feel like that's just what it always was.
You know, it's also funny is that, and I know that this may be old, you know, not a new observation, but if you look at Egypt,
yeah,
you look at the hieroglyphs, yep. it's dicks and cats.
Uh huh. Well,
that's where it's the same thing, right?
Like, right.
When they dig us up and they look at our internet records,
yeah, cat memes,
our fucking whole culture is cat obsessed. It's cats. Everything is cats.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking angry cat. The cat looking at the fucking ladies across
keyboard
the table.
Keyboard,
it's cats. Cats. Cats are all over Reddit. People. It's fucking cats.
Mm-hmm.
We're worshiping cats like the Egyptians. You know, it's weird. And they probably didn't really worship them any more than we do. They were just like, oh, look at this fucking.
This is a funny fucking cat.
Look at this thing. That thing looks weird. Yeah. What did you name it? Oh, it's got a funny name. I like to name my cats funny names because it's funny. I'm like, oh, yeah, funny cat.
Yeah, that cat's name is Edward.
Yeah,
isn't that it's funny? A person's name.
Yeah, it is a person's name.
It's kind of funny, right?
I never heard that before because back then it was brand new.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Somebody's just like, oh, you called your cat a person's name?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's hilarious, right?
Yeah. So when I'm at the vet and they're like, when I'm at the ancient Egyptian vet and they're like,
Whoa. It wasn't ancient then, though.
No, they knew.
Yeah.
They're like, Ibrahim. And then my cat goes in and then all the other ancient Egyptians look at me. And they're like, that's really funny.
That's funny. Like,
I know.
My cat's name is Sprinkles.
Yeah, that's dumb.
That's dumb. Yeah. That's pretty dumb.
Yeah, no, I'm going to throw Ibrahim in the sarcophagus with me when it's all over. I mean, we're just real close, you know? You know? I don't know. It just seems right.
Tell you what, I hope I go first, though, because I don't think I could live.
I don't want Ibrahim to live forever just one day longer than me. That's all I can ask, you know?
Yeah.
That's all I can ask.
I don't think I could handle it. Emotionally.
You know, who saved who, really, is the age-old question.
Who rescued who?
Yeah, who rescued who?
Really.
Uh-huh.
If we could get that etched into the side of my house,
orange, guy doing this hand thing, guy make a bunny shadow rabbit, and then beak face bird guy.
Right.
That's what it says right there. Who rescued who? Yes, it'll translate.
No, they'll get it.
That's what we got left instructions in the library in Alexandria. It's totally fine. They'll all be able to read it. It's very safe.
But add that to the Rosetta Stone.
I'm on it, Chief.
But cats are assholes, though.
Mm.
They recently, so I think we talked about this on here before, body farms. Are you familiar with body farms?
No. Wait, is CIA thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think CIA and like it's FBI. Where they test like human decomposition.
Yeah, they leave bodies out in fields.
They just leave bodies out in fields. Yeah. And it's a real thing. So if you want nightmares. But
that is somebody's job.
Yeah. Somebody donated their body to science. Your body's just left in a field somewhere.
To rot.
To literally to rot so they can do research.
And it's somebody's job to drive like a lawn tractor around with you attached to a chain. And be like, is this good? Right here? all right.
Ah, fuck this job. I'm just going to leave this guy right here.
Fucking, it's good enough. What's the difference? Fucking Lieutenant fucking Miller's in there grousing about 2 feet. 2 fucking feet. What's the difference?
I named this one Sprinkles.
Oh, you call that.
Well, that's you funny. You gave it like a cat's name. Yeah,
exactly. Is that weird?
No, I get it. Yeah, you get it.
That way, when the lieutenant's like, "Hey, can you move Sprinkles?" and the other guys are, yeah,
yeah, because he was like, yeah, "Just sprinkle some bodies over there, and pepper a few guys out this way."
Sprinkles and pepper. I like it. Dude, can you imagine that? That's a real fucking job. Like there are two guys right now sitting in like a smoke shack on break,
right?
Just like bitching about. Their boss, who tells them where to stuff the bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you believe he asked me to drag one up a tree? Like I'm a grizzly bear?
Yeah.
Like,
well, they want to see the effects of skin hanging from a tree.
Yeah, I'll show him the fucking effects when I drag his fat ass up that tree.
Oh, he'll have a bird's eye view. but no, the reason I brought that up is because cats have recently broken into one. Feral cats have recently gotten into a body farm, and they're just eating the bodies. Just fucking... eating them.
Jeez.
Yeah, because cats suck.
Yeah.
Cats will eat your dead body. That's, I mean, that, start people with say cheeks. That as like a, yeah.
Cheeks
and
ears.
Soft, fleshy areas, and, or any open sores, apparently.
Yeah.
Because that's what they found in the...
yeah, they're hungry.
These feral cats would, in if these bodies were in various stages of decomposition.
Yeah.
You know, bugs and things will...
Yeah.
Get in. And, yeah, it'll start with your asshole.
That's where death starts.
And, yeah, so these cats will find fleshy parts of your body.
Yep.
And they will just...
They'll just eat
you. They'll just eat you.
Yeah. It's hard for me as a cat owner and a cat guy to...
I mean, they don't do it because they don't love you, Jay. They do it because they need to be fed.
But just looking at the cat... You anthropomorphize your animals, right? Like, we give Finn a funny voice.
Mm-hmm.
Finn has no voice.
He has no voice at all.
Finn just cares about... Finn lives in the moment.
Right.
Finn is just about eating and sleeping, and I gotta poop. And that's his life.
Yeah.
You know? Give me a little bit of love, because it feels good, and that's
get
all.
Get behind my ear, please.
Yeah, that's where I like it.
Yeah.
We give them personalities.
Right.
George Carlin said, dogs don't have personalities, they have eyebrows. Well, cats, same situation, you know? I've taken to having arguments with my cats each other.
Yeah.
And just for hours. Yesterday, my girlfriend said an hour and a half. That's what she said. We sat down at dinner. She was an hour and a half. I'm like, oh, what? She's like, you talked today as Fat Tony for an hour and a half straight to nobody.
Right.
And I'm like, all right, well, I'm fucking slipping, which is scary, but still in my head in the moment. It's real and it's fun. So to look at Fat Tony Petrosino sitting up on his cat tree.
Again, a human name.
A human name.
It's a person's name.
Yeah, Fat Tony and Dennis. And to know that if I were alone in the house and everybody was gone and he wasn't being fed, that this cuddly-ass Norwegian forest cat, fat, furry, fucking lovable animal would eat my face off.
Done.
Yeah, wouldn't think about it.
I mean, it might take him a couple days.
Yeah, well, not him. He's an eater.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, he wouldn't even think about it. So it's hard to reconcile that. Do you ever be laying in bed? I don't know your situation with Finn. Do you put Finn in the crate at night?
No, he's in the bed.
Do you ever have that
he's
thought?
He's at the foot of the bed.
Do you ever have that thought, like, when you're laying in bed and the dog is at the foot of the bed or on the bed? Do you ever have that thought where you go, there's a fucking animal in my bed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a living, breathing animal.
It's not a squirrel.
Just in the house.
It's not a chipmunk. It's not a raccoon.
Yeah.
It's not an orangutan.
Yeah.
There is a...
You're not making a phone call.
No.
Nope. Like, no, I brought him here.
No, he's supposed to be here.
Yeah.
Just a dog. Mm. An animal. With teeth.
Uh-huh.
With like, killer instincts and hunting instincts and, you know...
That's why I only get dogs that I could punt across the room.
You got to get a dog you can handle.
Like, if I had to, I could take him and I
don't
want
to do this
throw
to
him out the window.
Yep. I don't want to do this to you. But if it comes down to you or me, sir, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be wearing you like a cape.
That's the thing that bugs me. So he's bitten me a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if he gets a hold of something he's not supposed to have, he'll like, snap.
Yeah.
He doesn't, like, bite as if to be like, I'll kill you.
Yeah.
But, like, he'll not just nip, though. He'll bite.
Yep.
And twice that's happened where he's gotten a hold of something and I go to, like, grab it from him and he just nip, you know, not, like, I don't want to say nip. But, like, it was a bite.
Yeah.
You broke
your
the
hand
skin.
In the
yeah,
way
yeah.
Of his teeth.
Blood.
Blood.
Yeah. And, like, in those moments, you want to reason with him and be like, listen, the reason you're still alive is because I'm choosing to not hurt you right now.
Right.
Because I understand that you don't understand that.
Right.
Like, you want to reason with him
yep.
and be like, listen, I know you bit me and you drew blood, so you think you won, but you... Yeah. I'm choosing to let you win. Yeah. You want to have that? You want to explain that to him?
Man, I could do this in a number of ways. I could choke you to death right now in front of Kieran.
Yeah, just
I could
snap
I
your
could
neck.
Beat you to death.
Right.
I could starve you over the course of many days.
I could lock you in a room and leave you there.
I could poison you. I could fucking drown you in the toilet right now.
I could just open the back door.
Yeah. See ya. Good luck, asshole. Yeah.
You won't make it.
No. No.
I'll put you in a sack in the river.
I thought I could put you in the crate and then drop the crate in the fucking river. Yeah. I haven't thought about any of this before.
But that's just off the top of my head.
Yeah.
That's just off the cuff.
Yeah. Now, what's even scarier is I'm going to go take 2 days to think about more ways to do this.
But I won't.
Yeah.
I won't do it.
Yeah.
Because you bring too much joy to the home, you see.
And he's just looking at you. Like,
you cost me hundreds, if not thousands of dollars a year.
Yep. It's got a little red in his white fur right now from your hand.
Yeah.
And you're just...
He's like, oh, the taste of blood.
Probably shouldn't let me have that, Sean.
Yeah. I mean, but if we were talking about like a fucking St. Bernard, that'd be a totally different conversation.
I'm real sorry.
You're really sorry.
Nope, you're right. You shouldn't have had to tell me twice.
Yeah.
You're right. I got to watch how I'm talking to you.
And odds are I wouldn't be like, oh, he broke the skin. Shit. Yeah. It would be like,
I need to go to the hospital. Call for help.
He has my hand.
I'm losing consciousness.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he has my wedding ring.
We can wait this out a couple days. Or, I have that with the cats, too, sometimes.
Under 25 pounds.
Yeah.
That's
you got. Yep. The cats, you know, when the cat wants to hurt you, you know, a scratch isn't the cat's primary defense. It's a bite. Like, it wants to pull an animal in, get on its back, and then eviscerate it with its back claw. Like, it's rabbit kicks, right?
Like a velociraptor.
Right. So, when my cat does that, when he turns the corner of, like, I like it, I hate it, and he starts doing that to me, that turns me into a fucking lunatic. Like, I get angry, and then I just yell at it, like, you fucking idiot. You ungrateful fucking unctuous moron, you know? And I get so angry. And the cat doesn't know. The cat's just looking at me like, what the fuck is... Like, I'm annoying it because I'm being loud. And it's just like assault on the senses.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it doesn't give a shit. The biggest deterrent for a cat is water. Like, fucking water?
Yeah, just a spray bottle.
That's it. Yeah. That's how I have to prove my point.
And they're like, all right, fuck, stop.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, fuck, all right. Enough. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. Real animals.
A couple of real fucking animals. Yeah. But I don't know. I'll go home and I'll feed him.
Yep. Yeah, me too.
And then I'll play with him.
Yep.
And then he'll go to bed in my bed.
Yep. And as he's laying there sleeping.
Kicked him off the bed before.
Oh, yeah.
Like a completely accident. But then you're in dead, dead asleep and you just hear.
Yeah. You're like, good.
Good. I understand this was an accident.
But that'd be a lesson to you.
However, I'm kind of, as long as you're not physically harmed, I'm okay with it.
Also, if everything plays out like it's supposed to, I'm going to live much, much longer than you.
I was alive well before you, and I'll be alive well long after.
There will be an army of post-Finn dogs. There'll be a succession of dogs who I will love
and I like to think cherish. I haven't had my favorite dog
right,
yet.
Right, right. Just so you know. There's going to be... I've got 6 to 8 dogs left in my lifetime,
right.
Just so you know.
There's a golden retriever that hasn't been born yet.
Its grandparents haven't been born yet, yeah. Yeah, some part of the world, there's a good bloodline that will pay off with my best friend.
And he'll be great.
And I'll remember you angry, loud, bitter asshole.
I'll say, Karen, you remember Finn? She'll say, who?
Which one was that one?
The
Eskimo. Okay, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Whatever happened to him?
Yeah, it was too bad the way...
See, we're doing that now. We are personifying, like, and saying that, like, he listens to this podcast and and will understand.
He's the only sponsor of this podcast over
Finn's
the last
cheesesteaks.
5 fucking years. Yeah.
I mean, the dude wakes up at 5 a.m. every day to go to work and
slices the beef.
Slicing the beef himself.
Mm-hmm.
Thin.
Yeah, that's the key.
He's good at what he does.
It's like that scene in Goodfellas where you got to slice the garlic with a
razor.
You want to liquefy it. That's how he is with his meat.
Yep.
But real thin steaks slices, and then it just fucking...
Melts in your mouth.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and the bread's big, too.
Well, yeah. Well, he orders up from Brooklyn every day.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Jay.
Our train's here.
That tray tells you that it... time to wrap up this episode.
It is.
I'm hard on podcast.
I can't feel my hands.
Me neither. It's like...
I don't know
if I brought this up already, but it's getting cold out.
It's a good way to end.
What's hilarious is there's this person behind you that whole time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and the whole time you were like,
yelling,
motherfucker. I was like, this is great.
Oh, that was yelling?
Yeah. Oh, it was fantastic.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And they're wearing one of those ski hats, like a Miami Dolphin hat with a big puffy, like a pom-pom
on the
top.
Big puff ball on top.
Yeah. So playing with a full deck. No adult should wear one of those. Unless, I guess, you're on a ski slope, and then it's okay. But
even then, you should have a helmet on.
You should. You should.
You should really be wearing a helmet.
That's for... I've never been skiing, so I don't really...
You should wear a helmet.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks.
The ground hurts.
Jesus Christ. All right, Sean, I will.
Focus. Even if it's... I don't care if it's snow.
I'm going to wear one.
You should wear a helmet.
Wear
you
a
might
fucking
even,
helmet.
You might run into a tree, even.
That's how they killed Sonny Bono.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Sonny Bono.
Yeah, sure.
Hey.
Hey.
Jay.
CatskillFilmFest.com.
CatskillFilmFestival.com.
That's what... Oh, boy.
Oh, no. CatskillFilmFest.com. Yeah, I know. There might be a new development.
Yeah. We're going to... You know what we should do?
Oh, what's up?
Let's just play it real cool right now.
Yep. Keep talking.
Well,
that's
what
you're saying.
We're going to play... We're going to... Play it cool. Keep talking. I want to see where this goes because there's a chance that we're about to make a new friend.
Yes. There's
and
pretty
I would
good chance.
Rather be like the guy that's in the middle of something to sort of as a deterrent.
Yes.
That's a way better way to go. You know, like, mm-hmm. Oh, it's, you know, wait for you guys to wrap up. And
right.
Then we'll see what's up and blah, 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 blah.
Of course, now the train is gone.
Yep.
We missed the train. I mean, some things are more important.
Yep. Some things are much more important. What are you doing? This whole experience. If this is our last one outside, this is it, if this is how it ends,
we might get snow this weekend.
Really?
Is
that real?
Not here, but like
up north,
up the way, just a couple towns up.
Up north.
Yeah.
Well, if this is our last one, yeah. I have to say, presumably next year things will be different.
Presumably.
We'll be okay.
Maybe in an air-conditioned room.
We'll be indoors. But if not, it's really fun and interesting to be out in Amsterdam. Where the people are. We take the podcast to the people. Okay, he's definitely laying in wait for us. So we can just...
Now's our chance.
Yeah. CatskillFilmFest.com.
Yes. Follow them on Facebook.
23rd to 25th. You can see us Middletown, the 24th, Saturday 24th, 8 o'clock. A couple of shorts before us, hanging
streaming there. Right through their website, I believe.
Yeah, just right on their homepage.
Yeah.
And there's also a component, a voting component.
Yeah, we'll
figure it out.
We don't know all the details for that yet.
We'll figure it out.
We'll let you know.
We'll figure it out. So go there and watch the movie.
Yeah.
Any other developments
Jesus
will be.
Christ. Dude, this guy just came up on a bike. And I just assumed it was the other guy for a second.
Oh, okay.
And I got fucking terrified for like a split second.
Like he came running up on us?
Yeah.
Like berserker
style?
We got a couple. I mean, we can use these. Like
the
we
microphones.
Can swing
spin them around. Yeah.
And just bludgeon the shit out of someone.
Well, maybe we should wrap this up while there's a witness.
Yeah, I like it.
That's what I'm saying. That guy with the truck down there never... Oh,
yeah.
That's your foot. Jesus Christ. See, I'm on edge now. God damn. Everything started on such a positive note.
I know. What can you do?
All right,
Sean.
Hey, this was good for me.
Yeah. Me too.